From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There's been French military intervention in two African countries within the past 24 hours. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports French forces launched an airstrike against Islamist militants in Mali, and in a separate operation, commandos attacked an Islamist base in Somalia in an apparent unsuccessful bid to rescue a French hostage.
The French Defense Minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, told a news conference that two French commandos died trying to free a French intelligence officer, codenamed Denis Alex. He was kidnapped by Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Paris reports that the French hostage was likely killed by his captors during the commando raid. Al-Shabaab claims the Frenchman is still alive. Across the continent in West Africa, French forces have gone into action in Mali at the government's request to try to drive back rebel Islamists who've occupied the north and were pushing southwards. Paris says a French commando was killed during overnight airstrikes on a rebel command center in central Mali. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
The federal government says the flu season got started early this year. It's widespread in 47 states and has reached an epidemic level. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo declared a public health emergency for his state. There are about 20,000 flu cases reported there. Officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are urging people who have not gotten the flu shot to get vaccinated. Californians are bundling up with sweaters and gloves and stocking up on firewood as they brace for several nights of very unseasonable freezing temperatures. Daniel Carson reports even the state's southern beaches are feeling the chill.
There was frost on the beaches in San Diego Saturday morning, and zookeepers turned up the heat for chimpanzees. Up north, Big Sur on the central coast is feeling daytime highs almost 20 degrees below Boston's. Even that desert oasis, Palm Springs, is facing the possibility of nighttime freezing temps. In the San Joaquin Valley, the heart of California's citrus production, farmers are running wind machines and water to protect their fruit. Temperatures are expected to fall to the 20s in some inland valleys overnight. On the bright side, sunny skies are forecast in the daytime. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Los Angeles.
A co-founder of the social media website Reddit has died. Aaron Swartz was found in New York on Friday. The New York Medical Examiner's Office says the 26-year-old apparently took his own life. Swartz had been accused of stealing content from scientific journals from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. His computer fraud trial was to start next month. Swartz also helped lead the effort to stop legislation against internet censorship. As a teen, helped create RSS, a way to easily distribute computer content. This is NPR. The White House dashed the hopes of Star Wars fans with an official rejection of a petition signed by more than 34,000 to build a Death Star. However, NPR's Allison Keyes tells us the administration does concede the power of the Force.
In an eerie echo of Star Wars hero Obi-Wan Kenobi's masterful use of the Force to distract,
"These aren't the droids you're looking for,"
a White House advisor told fans despite the administration's support for a strong national defense, a Death Star isn't on the horizon. Not only does it cost too much, an estimated $850 quadrillion, advisor Paul Shawcross noted that it would make no sense to spend taxpayer dollars on something which could be destroyed by a one-man starship. Shawcross did suggest to those who signed, if they pursue careers in science or technology, quote, "the Force will be with us." Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The Syrian government says its troops have taken a strategic suburb on the outskirts of the capital, Damascus. It was held by rebels. The government's claim that it captured the suburb comes after rebels announced they had seized a key air base in the northwestern part of the country. Syrian activists say fighting died down a little this week because of snow and thunderstorms, but it's been clear today. Air pollution in China's capital, Beijing, is so bad the government is telling people not to go outside. Beijing is always polluted, but air quality readings are exceptionally bad for a second day today. China has had trouble with air pollution because it is rapidly building and industrializing its businesses and relies heavily on coal for power. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.